Hello all and welcome to another episode of Jabology. We dropped the 101, we moved on, changed the logo, did some different things. I had posted earlier that I was going to take my time in posting this episode, and it was a combination between wanting to make sure that I got to sit down and have a good convo with you guys. Like I said, I don't like going into recording specifically Jabology, force, not feeling it, whatever else. And then I got a whole week to lay it down, so there's really no excuse for me trying not to feel it. But with everything that's been going on and holidays and stuff just crossing off, Thanksgiving was yesterday, so I needed to do some recouping. It's pretty cool. I need to do some recouping. And if you listen to Jab on the Teeb, you get to hear about the false start at the hospital, well, on the way to the hospital debacle. As a matter of fact, we can probably even talk about that, but I don't know, you may or not have heard enough of it. But anyways, I wanted to be able to sit down and just kind of go over some of the things that have been changing around here, and with it just being Thanksgiving, some of the things that I'm kind of really, really, truly thankful for. It's crazy, but just through this format and some other things that have been happening in life, I always have to be really really appreciative of the level of blessings I've gotten. And that starts from, you know, from the shows to family life. But, you know, I don't even have to really frame that up. We can just get into it. First and foremost, and this is important to me, I'm thankful for the people that I have met through this format. And one of the biggest things that we push is always checking in on each other and making sure one another are okay, you know, mental health wise, and then supporting each other through this medium. Normally, I'm in every week checking up on my guys, hitting people up, and, you know, always mention people here and there, whether I get DM'd or text messaged or whatever else by people that check on my mental state, and I check on other people's mental states. You know, and it's not just because you think that somebody's being completely torn apart, or there's reasons to think that they may need that checkup. But, you know, it's always good to fucking be human, you know, and kind of step in and let people know that you give a shit, especially people that you have a kindred spirit with, that you bond with. So for all the people that I normally check in on, you know, I hope you guys are still doing well. Hit me up. Like I said, I don't get to get in there as much as I've wanted to as of late, and, you know, we'll go into that too. But I love that part. So I'm blessed to be a part of a network of people that, you know, really seem to give a shit about each other. And, you know, the world that we live in these days, sometimes it's kind of hard to come by. So it's good to have that, especially with a group of complete strangers that we've all bonded over something. So I'm completely thankful for that. Also, I gotta take a sip of my drink. I'm sorry, I can't get my way around this one. And it's Coke too, so you know I must be on one. The biggest thing that I am celebrating right now, if you're listening to this, and there's another reason why I kind of wanted to push this out, because I don't know if I was scared of actually saying this shit out loud. I don't know if I was or not. But it's always something really, really crazy when you see a dream realized. And no matter how goofy or whatever else the fuck it sounds, it was my dream. So it was a late posting. Seems to be a thing, but we'll get past it. It was a late posting for Jab on the Teeb on Wednesday. But that show got out. It was a good posting, a little jittery, but it was a good posting for the new show, Scene in 15, the new 15-minute movie review show that I have with my better half that's family-friendly, which is really a fucking surprise. But we've dropped an introductory episode. And we actually did our first review. We put in our first episode with an actual review, and we did one for Red Notice. So that was that. And now, like I said, if you're hearing this, you're hearing a new episode of Jabology, which means I've always told people about me building this media network. And I never really knew how the fuck to do it, or everything that it was going to entail, or what all I'd actually really have to do. But I knew that I wanted just a network of shows, or a couple of shows that I worked on that weren't all the same thing. They were a little bit different show to show. And then when I got to that point, I would have enough for the foundation of my own media network. Start with podcasts, maybe branch off into other arts too. I do the resin sculpturing, and I'm always playing around my Cricut and everything else. I just kind of needed a house to put all of my creative energies into. But seeing as how I jumped on and adapted to the podcast format, my thing was, let's go in, let's try to lock down this network. Through the process of building this is when I ran into to Midnight Smoke and the guys in Odd Pods Media. And Teeb and I have been putting out Teeb and I have been putting out Jab on the Teeb for, just rounding the bases at 2 years. And getting to meet guys that had already put together their own version of a media network, and it's a damn good one too. Hats off to those guys. To kind of get some lessons and mentors added to my repertoire at the time to help build Proper Rumpus. So I remember when it started from just an idea of something that I wanted to do to actually sitting down and saying, fuck it, you're gonna create this. You're gonna create something out of nothing. So, man, I remember cutting all these slips of paper and punching holes through shit so I could have the perfect sketch pad downstairs, because I wanted to nail a logo. Because for some reason in my head, it's like, if it's got a logo, it's real. It's fucking real. So I remember sitting there just scratching and scratching and sketching and sketching and scratching and moving. And it just, it's a very beat your head against the wall process to come up with that logo. And then there was a whole thing of, me wanting to outsource to do it, but I didn't outsource to do it. I'd already felt that, I was kind of cheapening things. It was nothing against me outsourcing the Jab on the Teeb logo. But there was something really big about me not outsourcing the Proper Rumpus Media logo, because it was really, really big, and kind of building that I can't say it was a lifelong dream, but maybe it's a dream that I'd had for a while that I never realized until I really got started with the podcast thing. So to get the logo in and to finally decide that it worked, and then to build everything up underneath it before I ran around and started screaming Proper Rumpus every 4 seconds. But this show right here locks it in. It's the three-show foundation base that I wanted for the media network that I've now built. More Coke. And I really couldn't be happier. I can't tell you how fucking hard I've worked for this, man. Like I said, you really have to love this medium. You really have to love this format. And I don't think it's any different from anybody else that creates content or makes art or what have you. Like, that one thing that you're really, really passionate about, it doesn't have to be attached to a conventional thumbs up or what have you. It doesn't always have to be attached to, it makes you money, or, it gets you bitches, or whatever else. It doesn't always have to have that connotation for it to feel like it's been this hard work success pull. But like I said, I've said a lot of times that, it's one of those jobs that you just really, really got to love to do. And it's the truth. So not knowing how to really put together, and I'm still fucking this up, by the way, not really knowing how to put together a media network, or how to be able to start a podcast or start a chain of them, and then work in your advertising and all that stuff, and still making sure that you release good content and that you're not just, recording bullshit for the sake of bullshit. There was so much that went into building Proper Rumpus and what the idea of Proper Rumpus was going to be. Like, I remember sitting down, peeling my head apart, trying to come up with a good name, and everything else. I'm sure I've gone into that several times, but one of the biggest things that I'm thankful for is right now, This isn't a victory lap by no stretch of the imagination, but I told myself that I would stop and appreciate the milestones that I hit. So when I finally got jabbling the T-ball off the ground, I was happy with that. Crossed the first year, didn't even really feel like celebrating it. I should have. We completely should have, because a year was a big thing. But we made sure we celebrated 2 years. But I know everything that went into that, and then deciding that, you know, jab on the tee, I put a lot of work into it. It was more of a just, hey, you know, look at this shit that I can do, but I love doing it, so I'm going to keep doing it. When it came to Jabology, it was like, I want to do something more serious. Well, Jabology 101 originally. I wanted to do something that was, yeah, still could be funny, and you could still hear me say a lot of outlandish shit, but a lot of it was more personal. So, you know, when I'm sitting there making jokes about, you know, calm down, but when I'm making jokes about, like, getting sexually abused on Jab on the Tee, well, yeah, you can come here and hear about the real shit about it. So I always figured that there had to be that balance. And also, like I've always said, there's tons of things that I wanted to be able to sit down and go into that I really wasn't about to drag Van through. It's like, I know that some of the shit that I say, it completely makes me a lightning rod for criticism, and I'm fucking okay with that, but I'm not always okay with everybody getting dragged through the glass just because of the destruction that some of the shit that I say and do causes. It's always been my way, so... Jabology being open to be a whole other platform for me to be able to do this outside of anyone else or other than the people that I wanted to bring in was always good. And then the last part was seen in 15. It keeps me honest. It keeps me from not fucking swearing all the time. But it allows me, like I had said earlier, to maybe work this whole podcast angle and be able to learn and do a little bit more by, you know, maybe restricting my speech or learning how to actually communicate better as opposed to just, you know, dropping N-bombs and throwing swear words in there just for impact. I'm not saying that I just do that for filler, nigga, but no, it's just getting to learn a whole different side of the craft. And I'm not saying I'm that fucking cool, but I guess I could have, you know, run it parallel to, you know, maybe a stage actor working on a TV show for the first time or something. So with something that I love as much as podcasts, and it was a good move, and is God bless her. So I'm thankful for her too. I'll toss her in this, and my family's getting thrown in there as well, but I can't at least even breeze over creating proper rumpus and finally getting that third show in and having this run without Nishan. Fuck, she's been amazing. Yeah, there's a lot of shit we go through, and I know that sometimes it's like, oh god, they have this kind of like annoying ass making you in a peak relationship. We have a normal relationship like anybody else. We really do. We're both extremely fucking weird, and the things that we're into are the things that we're into, but I always thought that it was weird, like I said, when Jay-Z and Beyonce was like, oh, we're going on tour together, I was like, bleh. Like, oh, we're putting an album out, bleh. Like, it's one of those things that you don't want to be that guy, but I believe that she's a kindred spirit as well when it comes to all this, and when I tell you I've never had this amount of support for something that I've actually wanted to do. That, you know, we just, like, Proper Rumpus opened up, and we're going to do a couple things there. But for all the shit that she's had to put up with to make sure that I could to get the show done and then add another show and then, you know, dragging equipment and shit around, it was only natural for her to be a part of this thing, too. Because, I mean, if you run down what her role has been in some of this shit, I guess she would be a producer and a co-host now. But the idea for Scene in 15 was great. She wanted to get on board for it. And I think she wanted to be able to do something outside of just sit in the fucking room and listen to me say a bunch of outlandish shit. And I think she's kind of sometimes in tune with the side of me that isn't always on stage saying outlandish stuff. So, plus it's good. I think it's good for us. It gives us some time to both work in the thing that I love, which I think she kind of fucking digs too. But she helped me get that third show together, and the logo came together in record time. So finally being able to tell you right now that that you are listening to the first full proper Rumpus Week, and that you are listening to the third show, and well, actually my flagship, but weekly, the third show in the proper Rumpus Media arsenal. And it feels so fucking good to say that, man. It really does. Like, I'm still going to go ahead and put, like, you know, little crazy posts and shit up on Instagram and Twitter and everything else. But I really wanted this moment to be for me. And I know it doesn't sound that big, but, like, for me, it's fucking huge. So celebrate with me, make fun of me, whatever else. It's something that I'm really, really thankful for. I put so, so much into this. And I love doing it. I really love fucking doing it. So for this to be the beginning of what I had envisioned, of what I built, of what, you know, I stayed up to, you know, figure out the amount of shows and what I was going to do and what the format was going to be. So to finally be here with the creation of Proper Rumpus, and to finally have my lineup of shows underneath my umbrella, it's only the fucking start, man. Like, but I had to take time to celebrate that, because there's a lot that's gone into it. So now that we're past that part, I have picked up the work ethic to be able to sustain this. I need to keep that going. I need to be thankful for the fact that I do have fans now. Crazy that I have fans and friends and stuff that listen to the show, that I've always asked and worked and prayed for a stronger work ethic to be able to, you know, well, it's got to get done and do this and want to put out the best product humanly possible. I will tell you this, I'm humble enough to tell you I'm not there yet. I am not there yet, but I fucking promise you I will be. All this positive shit that I tell you guys, and part of that's actually a lot of that went into this. Whether it was the discipline of getting up and trying to get my ass on the elliptical every day, or the discipline of, you know, telling myself, yes, you're going to sit down and do school stuff from this to this time, and changing my environment and being in the house during COVID and trying to structure things a little bit differently, and tell myself that I needed to get up and kick life's ass when I really didn't have the energy to, and just being able to tap into that village of people that inspire me and get me going. So to finally be able to say, yes, here we are, all proper rumpused out, and we got that. It's a good ass feeling. It's a really good ass feeling. So yeah, we're gonna move on, because I could talk about that shit forever. So now, you might have heard me talk about it a little bit on Jab on the Team, and I completely gave Van hell about the incident having to come to get me. Now, I don't know if everybody's caught the subtle hints or how many fucking times I could just completely say the shit out loud. But my better half and I are right at knocking on the door of 40 weeks of pregnancy. So, you know, the other night, I'm not going to retell the story. Fuck it. I know people listen to Jab on the Tee, but, you know, part of the first time bio dad with going down and doing the whole birth and the false labors and shit, you know, it was a wild evening and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, I gave poor Van hell for that. But I am thankful for all the growth in my family. And then there's a lot of shit that goes into this. Before the old lady and the kids came, you know, I wasn't in any way, shape, or form, like, immune to taking care of kids and doing the whole thing. My family life before that, it was pretty, pretty interesting. I have three kids from a previous marriage, and they're all grown, so it was a little bit of a different feel, but one thing that's actually worked out really well is my three children from my previous marriage, the children that I'm with and that I raise now, and the child that me and my girlfriend are about to have. I've been really blessed for all of that to gel together really well. you know, with her family and my family. And I know it sounds like one of those really weird fucking things. It's like, why the hell are you telling us about how your families click? We're from different worlds. We are. We're completely from different worlds. There's a lot of shit about us that locks us in and gets us gelling, but our backgrounds are different. Yeah, last of the Coke. But, you know, I was, my entire family, being supported through this medium is really big, because like I said, if you ever have dedicated so much time and if you've ever dedicated a lot of time to something like this, and it's something you're really, really passionate about, just like anything else, there's a lot of shit that's going to fall by the wayside. There's a lot of sacrifices that you're going to have to make. And your village, in a perfect world, your entire village understands that. So they back your plays and everything else. But it doesn't always work that way. And with significant others and with your family, the people that are closest to you, they have to deal with a whole other level of you backburnering shit that you normally wouldn't backburner for something like this. So being able to be situated with a person and a family that supports that is so fucking amazing. You know, maybe it's a little bit different because now I'm 42 and I'm at the end of like collecting money and raising shit. Now it's kind of just like easy street. Not really easy street, but now it's kind of like, oh yeah, enjoy your golden years. Nigga, I'm 42. There's not much golden to it. But it makes a complete difference when you have a crew that supports you. But my family is as weird as we are, we're a motley crew. We gel really, really well. And I think that's fantastic that I can take all the pieces of my village and kind of cram them together. And it's not like overspill, overflow here and there. I always think that, you know, good people always find other good people, and then you're able to be good people together. As dumb as simple as that sounds, but I think that that's what we pulled off, and I'm really thankful for that. I don't have some kind of bullshit going on where, like, there's siblings that don't talk to other siblings, and people fucking hate each other, and, you know, they have that, oh, well, I haven't talked to my mom in 9 years kind of crap. Like, I don't have any of that bad energy around the village and the family that I've chosen, that I've built, that I've put together. And from sometimes the things that I've come out of, and that's a whole other episode that I could do on its own, but some of the situations in life that I put myself in and that I've walked out of, that wasn't always the case. So being able to be in that headspace right now and to have that, that's something I'm completely thankful for. It's amazing. And the village that I've built with it, you know, we could lump that in. There's certain people that, and I've mentioned you guys tons of times, there's certain people that I've never met, but they do still seem like family. And a lot of these people are in my cyber world, and I mentioned it at the beginning, and I try to mention it more often. And yeah, maybe in little specks, I kind of feel like, yes, there's a village, but I have kind of let people down. I used to check in on my guys and gals online to make sure everybody was good. But the amount of people that I've been introduced to, that I've been able to run into doing what I do with this whole podcast thing, the people that have helped, you know, the people that have made me better, the sparks of ingenuity that I've had to jump up and do something different, just the group of people that I've run into while doing this and everything that's been associated with it, I've been really fucking blessed, man. No one's been, you know, no one's really been an asshole. I've had people from all other, artists from all other walks of life, that I've talked to that inspire me, that I'm not like, oh, hey, you know, I got this show. You want to jump in on this fucking show? Like, I haven't peeled all the way and done that, but there's a lot of people that I talk to behind the scenes, that just really, really inspire the shit out of me. Like, actually, one of them right now, an artist, a guy by the name of Eric Calavera. He's on Instagram. He's on Twitter. I love his work. He's a very talented artist. He does a lot of, not strictly wrestling stuff, but he does a lot of wrestling stuff. And I've caught him in the DMs a couple times, and we've talked, and there's just something about the way he views his art and the way that he speaks so passionately about it. and the goals that he sets for himself and how he knows what he's worth and everything. And hearing another person that's passionate about what they do and how they find the reward in doing it. And just, you know, there's things like that that I constantly need to have around me and that I need to hear. Because it helps, and it always does something different by way of adding to that pool of artists and people that I get inspired by. So, guys like him, I've got to meet some other great artists through this medium that support and back me. And that I completely love, and it's kind of cool talking to your heroes, like your little mini heroes, before they blow up severely big, or even if they are really big, and you just kind of run into that connection. So I've been really blessed to have some kind of mentors along the way, just kind of stumbling here and there to do stuff, and I'm thankful as all hell for that. That's really, really cool too. So. All the people that I've got to run into, all the guys, like all the people that have helped me, you know, whether it was, me taking, I call them business calls, me taking business calls to, you know, ask guys in Odd Pods about, you know, doing the media thing and, oh, well, what do you think about this show? And just having good people to bounce stuff off of, it really, really makes a difference. So, you know, at the end of everything, and like I said, sitting down, taking the time to spiel this episode out, I was like, there's a lot of shit that I'm really thankful for. And I know that every time I record something, I call it dick ride, and I'm always thanking somebody for some shit. But no, it really means a lot to me. It really does mean a lot to me. And I tell everybody, if you know, I dig you, I will help you push your art, and I will try to be a part of that chain that helps get other guys and other shows noticed or other artists noticed, or, you know, just things like that. I love kind of helping out, because there's people that have given me a leg. And as far as I am, from here on, I'm just going to go ahead and be thankful for all the things that people have kind of helped me out with, and I'm going to keep trying to bust the door down. Like I said, all the things that I'm thankful for, and I keep harkening on Proper Rumpus. And like I said, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to keep it moving. Now that I've spilled all that out. Okay. So, I figured that all that would run a little bit longer, but at the same time, me being able to talk and get into the groove of being, you know, warming up a good conversation for this episode, because I wasn't envisioning sitting down doing 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. Like, I just really wanted to fucking sit back and bask in this Proper Rumpus thing, because, like I said, it's a dream come true, and that was one of the biggest things for me. And then I was like, wait a fucking second, you kind of have to record that episode and put the bitch out for it to be a true Proper Rumpus week. But a couple of things that kind of made me like, fuck it. I'll just go ahead and I'll woosah my way in. It's like, dude, you've been doing one show for 2 years. So figgity fuck that. If you were to take a break, you're allowed to. But, you know, and I didn't get so caught up so much in the late posting. And one thing that I actually did want to talk about is I had a conversation with my dad today. And I love talking to that man. I really, really love talking to that man. You guys, I love talking to that man so much, I wanted to do it in front of you guys. but I got to have another good conversation with my dad today about life and everything. And we talked about the changes that were coming with the baby and everything else. And it puts me in that humble, grateful, you know, still a child mode, listening to that man talk. And it's always like a power check with me. I'm like, okay, you know, I had a good conversation with the old man, you know, make sure I'm not fucking up, I'm still doing good. And, you know, my dad and my mom, they both turned 69 this year. God, I made so many fucking jokes about it and they didn't catch any of them. But I know that there will be a day, you know what I'm saying? So it means a lot to me to be around and to have him around and to have this kind of like last huge piece of life transition happen while they're, him and my mom are, you know, my parents are still able-bodied and good and able to enjoy this. So still being able to have conversations with him about that. And it's cool because he actually called me and was like, hey, you know, if there's anything you want to go over about this whole childbirth thing, yada, yada, this, that, and whatever. So, you know, the man just constantly keeps proving why he's my hero. And I love having those sit-down conversations with him. Matter of fact, more to the point that I probably open that up with, I know that I keep screaming about my dad and how awesome my dad is and how it's dad 24/7, all that kind of stuff, but my sister and my mother and my niece, and, you know, there's, I have other extremely fantastic members of my family, and God willing, the baby should be born literally any day now. We, our due date is about in about 5 days, but I will have, God willing, the advantage of having all of my family up here after the birth of the baby. So I will have a wonderful group of people to sit down and do some recording with, because my mother is just as fascinating and my sister is just as fascinating. And just being able to sit down and do more of the core stuff with Jibology. I'm like, dude, you really want to know why I am the way I fucking am? Woohoo, here we go. Let's ride. You know, so it'll be, you know, like I said, by saying that, having that conversation with my dad about how life-changing the baby is going to be and, you know, how he wants to sit and, you know, go through some stuff with me. It's like, dude, it's going to be awesome because everybody is going to be here. And then I would love to sit down and do some recording with other members of my family so you can get to meet them too, because like I said, I think I come from really good stock, and there's still more parts of my life that are out there. Didn't do, you know, wasn't focusing on a guest this week, or really wasn't focusing on a guest last week. You know, the humble and jumble of the holidays and trying to yank people to the side to do something of this magnitude. It's just so much easier sometimes going. And like I said, as therapeutic as this is for me, it's good to actually be able to just sit down and put this out on my own. Plus, every single episode isn't going to be like some award-winning interview. You know, I'm still going to get them. Chio, I'm talking to you. I'm still going to get them. But like I said, I still don't think that just because we got two back-to-backs or whatever of me just talking to you that I'm moving away from the interview format. We go ahead and let some of the holiday stuff clear out. I'll probably catch some here pretty soon and maybe work on a couple different things, because you've heard the jabble in the episode, the jabble in the team substitute episode where my guy Igo came in. Oh, we got so much feedback from the wrestling episode, and like I said, I don't want to stretch myself thin. But there have been talks of doing a wrestling podcast with Igo, and that would be really fucking amazing. But like I said, we're going to go ahead and catch our balance on these three, and we'll see what's going on from there. Plus, I still have salsa con collard greens to worry about, so we'll see. We'll see if we can get that rhythm. I'm not mad, but we'll see if we can get that rhythm down. But yes, Jibology is still going to be bringing you sit-downs with some pretty cool people. I decided to go ahead and, you know, use my little Christmas list this year to add shit to the show. So, yes, there may be an action figure or two here, but if you look at my Amazon wish list, like, there's show shit. I'm going to improve the sound quality of the show. There's a couple other things that I'm trying to do. If I get a fucking theme song for anything, I'd be happy, because I've asked like six people and everybody's like, yeah, bro, we got you. We're going to work on it. And I've even offered dollars. So shit, I'm going to have to outsource that again or start beatboxing on this motherfucker to figure something out. But now it's just time to focus on making this thing that I created better. And still working towards that. Shit, other than that, man, I guess I wouldn't I guess I really shouldn't. I'm not. I'm going to hold back on the whole baby stuff because I'm sure when she's here, I'm probably going to be going through this whole emotional yada yada kick of holy fuck and I can't stop talking about her. No, I got to see shit and it was fucking disgusting. Like, I'm sure I'm going to go in and do all that later. But no, I'm glad I finally got to sit down and push this out at my own pace. I really wasn't worried about how long it was and all that kind of stuff because, like I said, I'm still geeking. And I get it, it's going to get better. There's a lot of things that we're kind of putting into play. Jab on the Teeb, 2 years strong. We got a new logo that we're going to unveil. I've already kind of partially put people on about that. Merch is being made. Like I said, I'm doing all this shit myself with, you know, little help when I can get it. But that's a direction that I'm moving in there. And all this shit, it's not about trying to make money from this. For like, I'm not trying to get rich. You will notice that there will be monetization. We're dropping ads and everything now. The only reason why is because, you know, this situation could probably just pay for itself. I mean, we're almost crossed like so many thousand listens and or so many thousand downloads and plays and Jabba and the Teeb. And if we would have dropped ads in earlier, but I mean, no, just to see at least it generate a little something that's going to go right back into the show for whatever reason. Just, I mean, it's a little bit of annoyance having to hear ads and shit. Maybe one day I'll be smooth enough to pick up and do it myself and just like eternally talk shit and do other people's ad in my voices. And that would work. That'd be fine. I mean, like you really wouldn't hear like, hey, this is fucking Billy. Do your balls smell? Do your fucking balls need to not smell like balls? Get some fucking Irish Spring. Rub it up your ass. It won't fucking stink. Like, if they let me do that, I'd be okay with doing that all day long. But no, it's other shit. Everything. Oh, the shows. We're putting everything under one umbrella. We are moving all shows to Spreaker. It's not going to change anything. It'll be easier for us to upload and put stuff out. So some of the Spreaker ads that you're about to start hearing are all because we moved everything to Spreaker. All three shows will be there. You know, we can stagger releases, stuff like that. It'll be a lot easier. The networks that we work with are on Spreaker too. So maybe some of that stuff, the back and forth will be easier. Oh, shout out to Good Pods, man. Good Pods. I can't say it enough. I'm not going to lie. When they first popped up and they're like, hey, come check us out. We're Good Pods. I'm like, yeah, fuck off unless you're going to do something cool for me. And then it ended up being like the app for podcasters. It's like if you podcast and you listen to podcasts, it's the podcasters that listens to podcast lists. So, yeah. We've made both shows, well, two of my shows since Scene in 15 just hit the wire, but Jabology and Jab on the Teeb have both hit the top 100 comedy list for Good Pods, and they've both hit the top 100 indie comedy list for Good Pods. And the thing that makes that gangsta is these are the people that make fucking shows that are telling me that my show is good. It's not just some bullshit support. It's people that actually enjoy what the fuck I do. So, I mean, I couldn't be more over the moon about that. So, thank you. Shout out to Good Pods. It's something, it's kind of like, it's cool when fans of the show listen to the show, and like, I love y'all so much. I really fucking do. So it's really cool when fans of the show listen to the show, but it's kind of dope when like other guys that make podcasts, other guys and girls are like, hey, heard your stuff. And you're like, oh yeah, I heard your stuff too. They're like, yeah, it's pretty fucking funny. And they give you a follow. Then you kind of try to do the whole like, oh yeah, well I'm not going to dick Rob, but your shit's funny too, dog. And you go ahead and add them too. So it's a little bit humbling, and I'm very, very thankful for the fact that pretty much a room full of misfits that do the same shit that I do think that what I do is cool. So shout out to Good Pods for giving me a little fucking high five to let me know that I don't suck as much as I think I do sometimes. All in all, before I close this out, there are many different things at this point in time that have happened that at the end of this week right now feel like I've accomplished so much, and there's so much shit that I have to be thankful for. And you know, I kind of wanted to sit and bask in all that and be able to think about it and to communicate it to you clearly. And yeah, if that suffered at the hands of a very late episode of Jabology going up, I really don't give a fuck. Like I want you guys to take this this victory lap with me. And if you're listening to this right now, I can't tell you how much you mean to me, because you show the fuck up. You show up. It's part of why I continue to do what I do. It's part of why I love doing what I do. And I always get personal with y'all on this because, you know, this is me. This is more of the core show. And I can't keep saying it, but I'm going to keep saying it. But thank you. It does mean a lot that you guys show up. And I can't tell you how cool it is to still have people text me or call me or DM me or shoot me a message on Instagram or some shit and be like, hey, man, you know, heard the new episode, pretty funny. And to have people, you know, throwing me comments back and forth and, you know, saying, hey, you should have added this and you should have added that. And I don't know whether or not he's going to hear it, but my son, Googs, I don't know if it's different with boys or not, where we just don't talk to or keep all these random phone conversations and shit going on. But my son, he's old as hell now. He hits me up, text messages me every once in a while and comments on the shit that I say on Jabble and the TV or whatever else. So it's good to be able to keep that thing. And the past that the show has taken me on and the people, like I said, that it's had me run into, I'll keep saying it. I want to forever remain humble. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I think there's a reason why I do this. I think, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think at some point in time that everybody has that thing. And I think this is supposed to be my thing. And I see myself speaking to thousands one day. And all I know is that thousands has to start somewhere. The shit that I do had to start somewhere. Somebody had to listen to me. Somebody had to support me. And I had to have the fucking balls to pull this off. And that was you guys. Like I said, if you were listening to this right now, even if you're listening to this, just be like, oh man, this nigga sucks. You are still a part of the machine that is making me that is making me bigger and better. And ultimately, like I said, it's to be therapeutic, to help, to get this shit out of there, and to definitely link up with other people and to try to make our walk around this fucking planet a little bit easier. Because like I said, man, it's so much easier to walk around shitting on people. What's wrong with being a part of the change? So for the last time before I sign off, thank you beyond all hell for helping me make Proper Rumpus a reality. Thank you for, you know, hanging in there and supporting something that gives, you know, my entire family a whole kick of being creators and getting to see sides of themselves that either they may not have tapped into or didn't know that they had. I mean, shit, my 9-year-old has a fucking YouTube channel and she's getting it done. So I like the fact that, you know, you guys have supported me in this, and it allows me to help and support other people, and it inspires other people too, just to see, you know, you guys showing up and everything else. So I will always be grateful for that. And I know you hear a lot of episodes, but like I said, I never did this for the numbers, man. I never did this for the numbers, but it's always cool when people show the fuck up to hear you do what you do. So there we go. Late posting a Jabology. I hope everybody had a really good Thanksgiving. And even if you don't celebrate, if you just have a thing where you got together with your family and, you know, y'all cracked beers or had some fucking Sammies, I hope that that celebration was what you needed it to be. I hope the day of recouping is what you needed it to be. I hope everybody got their Thanksgiving traditions out there. I have not locked mine in yet, but the day is not over. So after this shit's done, I will take my fat ass downstairs, reheat some turkey, and at least get in my Conan and the Barbarian. As long as I start that bitch before midnight, we're good. But Oh, God, I keep telling him I'm going to go ahead and cut this shit off. But let me tell you why I didn't do that instead. Yeah, I'm all over the place. So, lastly, I ran through a bunch of Marvel shows, and God bless her, Nishan. I'm just like, oh, well, this is why this works. And this person from Punisher showed up in this show, and they showed up in this show. So I went to Marvel TV show Overload, and I was really happy with a lot of shit that they were doing. And I don't know why I was like, oh, well, I know I got to watch Conan because it's my every year thing. And I kept dancing around that bitch. And then, oh, my Lord, I stumbled onto WandaVision. Now, before you give me shit about this, WandaVision was something that I did not care to watch. I didn't even know that I cared to watch it. Of course, I figured, hey, as long as I read everything and it's some shit that they eventually throw somewhere into, I'll get enough backstory that it won't stop me from watching the movie. Plus, let's be honest, I really don't give a fuck about, they made for cute people in the movie, but me watching a whole show about Vision and Scarlet Witch, boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I fucking wrong. That show is decent enough for me that it stopped me from watching Conan. Like, Conan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, that nigga has been put on hold for Elizabeth motherfucking Olsen. Like Arnold showed up on a horse with a sword and was like, there are niggas that need to die. I will fucking all these cats up. That's a horrible Arnold impersonation. And Miss Scarlet Witch was like, nah, I got this. Let me go ahead and ride this out for the next couple hours, and then you can come get him when he's done. I don't know what the hell it is about that show. I could probably do a whole review on Marvel shows, my favorite ones, the ones I love to watch. But yeah, I want you to know that my tradition got put on hold because I can't put down fucking WandaVision. Almost want to do Loki right afterwards. But it's cooled off a little bit, and now the fact that I'm going to be talking about it is making me look like a complete idiot. I mean, fuck, I just finished fucking the first season of Tiger King a couple days ago. So, that being said, that is why we did not get to Conan, because WandaVision was way better than I thought it was going to be. But anyways, I hope everybody got a good holiday and got good food, got to spend time with your families. I hope your traditions were held up, that you created some new ones, you hugged some new people, you loved some new people, and most importantly, that you guys are taking care of yourselves and being good, because that's pretty much what it's all about. But anyways, I'm about to cut this short. Go ahead, because I got to, plate of turkey to heat up, my fat ass to get downstairs, an old lady whose feet I probably need to rub or some shit, and at the end of the day, just go ahead and finish them. Celebrating making it at least to another milestone of creating my media network. Now it's time to amp this bitch up and knock it through the fucking park. So stay on me. Anything else I need to throw out there? Oh yeah, scene in 15. If there's anything that you guys want to hear us do, if there's anything that you guys want to hear us review, hit me up. We'll probably be putting out a couple more media pieces in the next couple of days. We've got an address for Proper Rumpus, so I'll get you that. We'll have another good email address to funnel stuff into. We're going to try to keep everything good and open. So if you guys have any ideas for any movies that you'd like to see down on Scene in 15, shit, I'm all over the place. Hit me up. Text me. DM me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. You know where all the fuck I am. But go ahead and do that. Or shoot a message to the old lady. She, some of y'all follow her now too, because she was like, well, maybe we should ask them if there's things they want to see us do. And you have to keep in mind, it's a fucking gold mine, because this woman has not seen any fucking movie in the world that she needs to see. Like, she hasn't seen Goodfellas. She hasn't seen fucking Casino. She hasn't seen, like, I don't think she's seen, like, Django Unchained. Like, I don't even think she's watched all of The Harder They Fall. Y'all have heard me talk about that shit all day long, but if you guys want to see us do anything else, throw that in there as well. So, yeah. But anyways, you guys keep on keeping on. Take care. You've got another episode of Jabalji. And do me a favor. If you got something near you, and tip one up for your boy. You don't have to do it right now. You have to do it right now at this moment. But, go ahead. Get an extra token. Get an extra shot in. Something like that. Celebrate with me, as you will, just for this whole first push of finally having Proper Rumpus. But I'm going to go ahead, take it downstairs, do what I do. Y'all be good. Love y'all. And as always, thank you for the support. This has been another episode of Jabalji. This has been a little bit of all right.